Good afternoon. We're looking back through Gawler's history through the pages of the Bunyip once again. I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And we have a few guests or...
We have an audience today.
Yes.
Les and Jill have stopped work, apparently, and they're just sitting there and watching us, and we also have Andrea with us.
Hi, Andrea.
Hello.
And Andrea is Jill's sister.
They will be listening in. So today we're looking back at Gawler's history from Wednesday the 17th to 2024. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, mining news, the try again. The manager of this mine reports, dated 13th of July, as follows. During the past week, the rinse mentioned in my last has been sunk a further depth of 9 feet, making a total depth of 13 feet below the 112 feet level. During the week, we have cut what appears to be the cap of another course of ore. We have sunk on this course 4 feet. It is 1 foot thick at the bottom, composed of quartz, prion, yellow and purple ore, also a little gold. In consequence of the water being very troublesome, we are obliged to suspend operations in this part of the mine until machinery of some kind is erected to keep down the water. And, of course, water level was a big problem for
a lot of...
Yeah. Mm. That's what stopped mining in Ballarat. They hit the water table and they just couldn't
they
afford the pumping.
They can't hold it back up because a lot of the time the gold is within clay. Mm. And the clay, once it's switched, you can't hold it back. That's why they have to shore them up with sleepers and whatever they can, cement, whatever they use now.
Probably the Barossa Goldfields. It doesn't say the location of the try again.
Yeah.
That's a great name for a mine.
It is again. It is quite good, isn't it? I've never heard of it.
No.
100 years ago, cold. Anybody who has noticed the exceptional number of aged people who have recently died and who has noticed the number of coughs and colds about will admit that winter has been exceptionally trying. 1 or 2 weeks of frost were good old timers. I met an old sea captain the other day who admitted that it had been cold, although as yet he hadn't felt it anything extraordinary. As yet, this winter he hadn't been reduced to the extremity of putting on his overcoat. I was inclined to wonder what he kept it for, until I met a farmer this week who informed me that he had to put on his coat in the field some days, and indeed had worn a coat more often this winter than any. Right. Well, it's winter, but it only lasts about 6 weeks in South Australia.
Yes, that's what I like.
Another 3 weeks and we'll be saying, it's warming up. In fact, next week I think it's going to be 18 degrees.
Right,
Thursday or Friday.
Well, I noticed blossom when we were driving out in the Barossa the other day, the first signs of blossom, which I love about winter because it only just really starts and you're seeing signs of stronger.
It's just a short, short season here.
It is.
A long, hot, dry summer. Never mind.
I'll move on to 50 years ago. Barossa building records go. The District Council of Barossa considered building applications worth $1.5 million in the 1973-74 financial year. The district clerk, Mr. K.H. Davies, revealed this at the most recent meeting. He said the previous year's figure was $1.25 million. During the three-month period to June 30, Council dealt with the largest number of building applications for any previous quarter, Mr. Davies said. The building distribution had not been confined to township areas. In fact, a large number of buildings were built in the rural areas compared to any one of the more urbanised localities, he said. Because 70s was when there was that big shift to decentralised housing and more rural housing.
Yeah.
But also it's baby boomers buying houses by the 70s. So
yeah, I suppose it was.
Yeah.
And moving out to the country and living there. The free lifestyle and...
Yeah, all of that.
Free love and whatever. 25 years ago, not that I would know about all of that, of course. No help for restaurant. A Gawler restaurant proprietor grappled with three robbers on the front veranda of his business for more than 15 minutes last Friday afternoon. Tony Trelaw of prominent local restaurant Emily's chased one of the male offenders before wrestling all three to stop them running off with a calico bag containing his spare float money. Mr. Trelaw opened the restaurant late Friday afternoon and took a delivery soon after. When I came back, there was a bloke who had been in the office walking out with a calico bag with money. I yelled at him to drop it. He ran out the front door and I chased him down Murray Street and then ran back into Emily's. When I got in there were two other blokes. After managing to get outside, Mr. Treloar wrestled with the three men on the front veranda for 15 to 20 minutes. That's a long time to be wrestling three men. He must be big or they must be small or... I can't imagine that, actually. Les, does that make sense to you, wrestling three men to 15 to 20 minutes, one person? I guess I can't imagine me wrestling three men. I might enjoy it for a time being, you know, but anyway, I thought a while I'd probably wear off.
Trying to remember where Emily's was 25 years ago.
Emily's.
Yes, that's probably why I don't remember it, because I hadn't been in Gawler long then.
Yeah, I don't remember Emily's. I'll have to look it up. Like, we'll have to look up the last chance or the...
Try again.
The try again, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, 10 years ago, building a bridge. Gawler Council has linked Reed with Gawler bike tracks by installing a bridge over the Gawler River near the Roseworthy rail line. The $300,000 bridge will connect the Sturt O'Grady track to the Jackbaugh Bridge track. Gawler Council Senior Project Engineer Tony Haynes said the bridge would play an important part in connecting the bike and walking paths around Gawler. I should suggest Patrick go for a ride along that when he finally gets to ride his bike.
Is it down past the where the rivers join?
Yes, I think so.
Down in Gawler West, is it? Must be.
Yes.
No, that hasn't been
changed. The Roseworthy Rail, so...
Oh, Roseworthy Rail.
Yeah, that would have to be the...
That'd have to be the one out at Wollaston Way. Mm. Not that there's any railway line evermore.
No.
Anyway.
That's it for this week.
It is.
Until next week, Kay.
Until then, Jeanette, stay warm, everyone.
Yes,
stay
indeed.
Well, pray for more rain.
Yeah, as long as it continues. Okay, thank you.
For all life's signs.